Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for February 27th, 2024. I am Daryl Perry. I am your host. And today what we're going to talk about is what's happened to podcasts. There's really three things. Our overall consumption of podcasts have changed, I think. The intent behind most people creating podcasts has changed. The volume of podcasts that are out there has changed. So I think there's some things from the podcast creator or podcast host standpoint. But I still think there's a huge opportunity that would lead to more podcasts, and you'd have more people doing these. But if they would look at it from a different perspective, I think it's going to help them. And I will say, like, it's my perspective, and we'll get into it. But I think that from a consumption standpoint, I think people's consumption habits have changed. If you were listening to podcasts 5, 6, 7 years ago, there's a good chance that, you know, pre-pandemic, you were listening to these things on your way into the office, probably had them playing passively throughout the workday. You had this built-in podcast time. Then whatever your situation was during the pandemic, you may have been listening to podcasts more or less, but one thing that did happen is your routines changed. And since probably over the last year or two, your routines have changed again. So I think consumption habits have changed, and you've got a lot more options now. I mean, even Spotify itself, you have music and podcasts, but you also have audiobooks on there too. And then you have all these things that are being recommended. So you have so much more to consider now. So I think our overall listening habits have changed. And I think part of that is that there's way more podcasts now, right? So it's very overwhelming if you're getting all of these suggestions, not only from, the platforms themselves, the places where you listen to things, but also, you know, from friends and family and you know, people wanting you to check things out. You only have so much time in the day. And from the podcast creation standpoint, there's definitely, it's a massive landscape, media, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot there. And frankly, I'll tell you, I think way too many people look at podcast as a business magnet for them first. I think what's happened now is that people are, and because you see these, I see these videos all the time that will say, hey, start a podcast, and basically you're using it as a way to make money. And the funny part is a lot of people starting podcasts aren't really, that you have this whole expert niche. Now, there are absolutely some experts out there that share with you their thoughts and their opinions. And, you know, it's very valuable to listen to. But I think what we've, you can take any area of interest, and the expert thing is played out, because what does an expert even mean at this point? Because you have a lot of people starting podcasts again because they think that this is going to be something that launches a big, it's just going to be a big financial windfall for them. But they're not only a carbon copy of what they've been told to do, because they literally, these videos will tell you step by step, this is what you need to do. But they don't, they're claiming to be experts when they don't really have the experience that they're claiming to have, or their experience is different than somebody else's. And, you know, so you've got people claiming to be experts, both hosts and guests. And then there's been this thing where now, because when I see things on social media, and I asked you guys on both Facebook and Instagram this week to tell me about your habits with podcasting, and many of you are not listening like you used to. And many, like currently, you're really not even listening to any. And I'll tell you, I have two podcasts that I would say I listen to on a fairly regular basis. And one is a weekly show. That's my buddy, Shane Liquida, Liquid Shano. I listen to his podcast, which has come back, and it's weekly. And then I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk's every so often. And I'll tell you, the ones that I like that Gary V does at this point are the ones where he gets people from different areas and interests. And they just, like, they have a conversation. They're not coming on trying to be positioned as experts. And, you know, I just, so, you know, asking you guys, your consumption habits have definitely changed. And, you know, the thing is with so many people trying to be experts, no, people contradict each other. Everything sounds the same. And with the evolution of this software, where you can take a podcast video, put it on a software platform, and the AI will chop it up and tell you this is going to be the hot take. Well, this is going to be the clip that you can put on social media, and it's going to go viral. And I mean, some of these clips do garner attention, but the thing is now you have people that have not only no audience, but not even a real unique point of view, doing the same thing using the same tools as people that actually do come from some level of expertise. So it's really hard to see, because on the front end, everything looks the same. And the thing is, with those short clips, you have many people now just doing the podcast for the short clips. And it's very watered down. For me, when I talk about the different way of looking at this stuff, I think before anybody tries to make money with a podcast, I think you need to really understand what your interest is as far as having a podcast. And your interest can't be, I'm going to be an expert at this and I'm going to make a bunch of money on this, when you don't have the expertise in it. And I want to be very clear. I've never positioned myself as an expert on any of the podcasts that I do. I share my thoughts, my opinions, and my experience. And if I, especially if I'm having, that's what I do when I'm doing a solo episode. And then if I have somebody on as a guest, I'm curious about hearing their perspective. And oftentimes we're talking about their perspective on something that that I do talk about on my own, but when they're on, it's them sharing their points of view. So if you're sharing your experience, you're not positioning yourself as the expert. You're just talking about your day to day. I think that's a great place to start. That's why I think if you are going to start a podcast, I think there's a huge opportunity if you do a, whatever your first name, last name is, that podcast, and then you just start talking about the stuff that you're interested in and you see where it goes. And I do think, I mean, I actually do think this would work best for anybody that's thinking about doing a podcast. And the reason is this, and this is the exact path I took, but this is fun. I am going to, one thing that I actually am an expert at is putting out podcasts. So start by just sharing your thoughts, your opinions, your experience on a podcast that is your first name, last name. Then if there's niches that come out of that or very specific topics, start talking about those on your first name, last name podcast more, or create a second, third, fourth, fifth, however many podcasts dealing with that specific thing. But I definitely don't go at it trying to be an expert. And, you know, these people that are trying to sell you stuff as far as how to start a podcast. And this is, you know, I roll my eyes when I see the stuff of, like, you know, using this to make money. I understand making money off of the stuff that you do. But if that's what's getting you to do it, you're just going to be like everybody else. You have no, you know, there's no genuine curiosity there. You think this is the next way that you're going to make money. Yeah, and it's just, and people can sniff through that. So I think there's a huge opportunity for anybody that is naturally curious to interview people and talk to them. But before you even do that, I think you just need to just start recording and putting out some episodes and tell people. I mean, I still think the way to grow a podcast, the way that I grew this first podcast, was I messaged people and let them know that I had a podcast. And it wasn't, this again was, well, what's the name of your podcast? It was the Daryl Perry Podcast. Now, the other stuff, you never know where the specialized podcast or the niche ones are going to go. You know, the men's mental health series is gained a lot of traction. And that was something that started as a side project. So, but I mean, I think these are important conversations to have. I personally had gone through and, you know, have I continue to change, because the whole thing of getting connecting with yourself and figuring out what it is that you want out of life is an ongoing thing. You know, so it's something that I work through from personal experience. I continue to work through, and I like sharing the thoughts and opinions of others. And I think if you have that natural curiosity, and you're, I feel like, you know, having people on for hot takes or debating things back and forth is very old school talk radio. And for me personally, I don't get anything out of it. I think that's part of the reason why most people, again, I think listening habits have changed. I think people's routines and structures have changed. I think that's the biggest reason, followed by the fact that we have as many podcasts as we do. But the third reason as to why I think everything's changed and everything's watered down is because you have people putting these things out for the wrong reasons, and they're claiming to be something that they're actually not. So, you know, it's bad enough that you have this, I'm the expert, this is my point of view, and I'm either going to bring people on to reinforce my opinion or to argue with me and butt heads. You know, but when you don't, when you don't really know your stuff, and it's the old cliche, it's like the 18-year-old life coach. You haven't been through life yet. You know, so a lot of some stuff just comes with experience. And but podcasting has definitely changed. And I still think with all of the changes in technology and with artificial intelligence being used so much for so many different things right now, I think there's still going to be always going to be a place for the human element, or the human element is curiosity and storytelling. So those are the thoughts that I have. I would love to hear from you. That's the question of the day. What do you think has happened with podcasts? Would love to hear that. So if you're on Spotify, you can answer right then and there from Spotify. But yeah, if you want to see what's going on with Your Level Fitness, head to yourlevelfitness.com. If you want to see everything else that's going on outside of fitness for me, head to darylperry.com. That's darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.